Psalm 123, verses 1 and 2. From King James, unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of the servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us. We need to have our eyes fixed not on the world, not on ourselves, not on our health, but let's have our eyes fixed on him until he have mercy upon us. The Message Bible says it's a pilgrim song. I look to you, heaven-dwelling God. Look up to you for help. Like servants alert to their master's commands, like a maiden attending her lady, we're watching and waiting and holding our breath, awaiting your word of mercy. Amen. His mercy, his grace to us is absolutely overwhelming. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace. We live by faith in the Son of God. We live by faith. We do not live by obedience. Obedience is a natural outcome of our faith in God and our looking to his grace and his mercy. Passion translates and puts it this way. O God, enthroned in heaven, I worship you and adore you. The way I love you is like the way a servant wants to please his master, the way a maid awaits for the orders of her mistress. We look to you, our God, with passionate longing, yes, to please you and discover more of your mercy and grace. Yeah. Wow. Beautiful, beautiful translation. We're going to stand and we're going to say that together, and we're going to worship him this morning as he wants to be worshiped. O God, enthroned in heaven, I worship you and adore you. The way I love you is like the way a servant wants to please his master. The way a maid awaits for the orders of her mistress. We look to you, our God, with passionate longing to please you and discover more of your mercy and grace. Yes, you do, Lord, and we're going to worship you in that way.